Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. How often should you be posting on social media? Can you be posting too much? What is the right type of ratio? That's what we're going to be unpacking in this episode. This is actually coming from a question, which we're going to do a mini series at the moment of questions that you guys have asked. Some of you are anonymous, some of you are not. And we're just going to be breaking down some of those questions. And this question said, "Hi mate, what's your thoughts on one reel, one carousel, and one post per day instead of three reels per day? One day, one per day per platform. Do you reckon this is enough?" So that's actually a great question and great volume. So first of all, the person who's doing that, shout out to you for doing a lot of content, because that's good. One carousel, three reels a day, first of all, is massive. I did a video on this earlier, an episode on this earlier, about how you are able to get a lot more exposure with them, but there's a diminishing return on it. But three reels a day is hard. And if you think about that, with three reels a day, and I remember doing this myself, if you think about that from a mathematic point of view, you think, oh, three reels a day, so let's say you do five reels a week in a 4-week month, then that's 20 reels, yeah? So it's 20 reels if you're doing one a day. And you do 5 days a week, you're doing 20. But if you times that by three, you're literally getting 60 reels. So that's 60 reels you've got to make per month. So that's the numbers compound. That means there's 60 ideas. That's 3 months worth of content in 1 month. So it's a hard thing to do. It's not easy, three a day, for sure. Now, what is the idea of having one carousel, one reel, one LinkedIn post? So I think, first of all, that is a great spread of content variability. So that means that you're going to have people who like to watch and listen. So you're going to get that from the video that hits that visual audio learning that people do, that very like video learning. So you're going to hit that with the carousel. You're going to get that more in-depth education. Carousels are great ways. People who don't know carousels are swiping content where it's like more than one image on Instagram or on Insta. You use Instagram. It can be on LinkedIn. Doesn't really go onto Facebook very well, but it can be there. But it's effectively like 10 slides, up to 10 slides of information. I think they're great. They're actually what I like to listen to use for content. So I actually myself, as a consumer of content, don't watch many. I watch a lot of videos and listen to a lot of podcasts, but I don't watch many reels. I actually look a lot of carousels on Instagram. That's what I use it for. So that's a really good way of hitting those. And then I've just got the notes on the side here. And then I would say that one post per day is good because you can use that post. It's just one off. It's short, it's sweet. And it can share some information. You see a few people do this quote content, which is very good. So I think that's a really good spread. Now, one thing I would say on this is I would definitely, if you're going to do that type of strategy, I would definitely be focusing on the reel first. So if you're on Instagram, not so much it matters on Facebook, but the two are linked, so it doesn't matter. So you're going to do it. But on Instagram, post that reel first. That should be the first thing you do. Don't post the carousel or the post, the actual static one image, like a quote post. Don't do that first. Do the reel first. Now, the reason why is because the concept of overexposure still is in play here. So what's happening with this is you're still going to get that the reach on each post is going to be drastically diminished on each one. So if you post one, the first one, the second one's going to be less, the third one's going to be less. So you're still going to have that diminishing returns on the post. But if you do the reel second or third, you're getting the diminishing return on the best one for the most exposure. Reels have the ability to be published and pushed in front of new people, whereas the others still do, but they're significantly harder to do that. So I would say that rule of thumb, best practice, get that reel out first. And then from the reel, once you've done that reel, then you can, if you want to, upload the other two and share the other two. But you absolutely don't want to do the other order. You don't want the reel last, because it'll get 30, 40 views, 50 views, could even get 100 views if it's really pushing it, but it's not going to get. Whereas if you upload it first, it could be doing that 300, 400, 1,000, 2,000, 20,000, whatever, really. It depends on the content. Most mortgage brokers are getting around 200 to 500 views on a good video. So that's going to be about right. So I would make sure I do that. The other thing I would do as well is make sure that you are and this is something just to point out for anybody, is make sure that you are, it's all good to double down on that. And we talk about this in the blueprint about the three types of exposure. So the three types of levers, volume, frequency, and engagement. And volume being that it's the amount of platforms you're on, and frequency being the amount you post on individual platforms. You have a very high frequency here on this, on in this example, on this example that we've got. But I would say that make sure you're not neglecting that time onto something like LinkedIn or something like a podcast. Or so, because what I think people can make the mistake of is after one, that energy to make the two, the second and the third one could be spent potentially, not saying definite, but potentially could be spent on making a podcast or creating a different type of content, maybe a mailing list, maybe a lead magnet. There's other things that time could be used for, maybe taking a new social media platform and creating content on that. So you might find that there are better uses of time for that. And you see this with content creators like Gary Vaynerchuk, Alex Hormozi, Grant Cardone, like these OG long-term content creators that many of you will know of. And if you don't, then you will now. They post 4 or 5 times a day, but they're at like the upper echelon, the upper limits of that. They've already exhausted everything else. They've posted, they're on every platform doing everything on everywhere. And so now it's just a frequency game. Now it's just more. So you definitely, I don't know in this scenario, but it's something to, actually I do know in this scenario, and I know you're on every platform because I do know who this person is, but it's, and they are on every platform, but that, which is why they say one day per platform. Do you reckon that's enough? Absolutely. But I think that this is just for the other listeners listening to the show. This is something that you definitely want to consider, is that it doesn't always, don't just go down and down the rabbit hole on Instagram or on TikTok, or go spread that across the other platforms. Get better at the others. You will see a better return on that for sure. Definitely. It's something I do, and it's something that other people do. Anyway, if you have a question that you'd like answering on the show, by the way, like I said, I'm doing a series of questions, and I will be doing them anyway on this show. I'm quite happy. So if you've got a question, keep an eye out. You can drop me a message on Instagram or Facebook. Just ask me a question there. Or you can, if you want to, whenever you see Instagram up, I do sometimes put up a question post, ask it there. Just ask them anywhere, and I'll happily answer them on the show, because I think that it's a good use of time, and I know that you guys get a lot of value out of it, and a lot of you watch and listen to the show. So it would be, I want to answer the questions you want to know about, as well as the stuff I'm thinking about as well. So there you go. Anyway, have a wonderful day, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free mortgage marketing blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation completely for free, then it would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashborland.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, just head over, just click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend, and do fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.